Good afternoon. Welcome everybody to our afternoon board meeting. It is June 16th, 2020. You go ahead and everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We'll take a moment of silence. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We're going to go ahead, and I need a motion to go into executive session.
Dr. Mastin.
Need a second.
Second,
Mr. Johnson. All those in favor? Marquise is not on here. Mr. Hayes?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Brittingham?
He's just connecting.
Mr. Brittingham's just connecting. We've got enough to go into executive session, though. All right, we'll go now. Okay.
Thank you.
Tell me. Board members, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Not hearing
you. Keith's connecting the audio.
Okay, so she's coming.
All right, we're back in open session. We'll go ahead and need to get an approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Johnson. Second, Mr. Brittingham. Roll call, Dr. Mastin?
Aye.
Mr. Hayes?
Aye.
Ms. Jones?
Aye.
All favored and unopposed. We're going to move on to personnel action items. Need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Johnson. Second, Dr. Mastin.
Board members, I have one resignation, one retirement, and four stipend increases for you to approve.
Got a motion and a second. Roll call. Mr. Hayes?
Aye.
Ms. Jones?
Aye.
Mr. Brittingham?
Aye.
Okay. I'm going to move to the next one. Public participation.
We have received no emails or anything with anybody with any message they wish the board to consider for any of the items on the agenda today.
Okay. We'll move to approval of vacation day carryover from fiscal year 20. Need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Mr. Johnson, second. Ms. Jones?
Okay. Board members, this is a cleanup. In the epilogue language of the Delaware Code, there is a provision that allows 12-month employees to carry up to 42 days, vacation days. After that, they lose the days. Given the shutdown, legislature changed epilogue language, pending your approval, that would allow 12-month employees who are at that 42 or more number of unused vacation days another 6 months to carry over those days. In other words, if they were at 42 on July 1, instead of losing them, then they have another 6 months to use them before they use them. It is in our best interest, given the number of people who have in excess of 42 days, for that to happen. Otherwise, in the next 2 weeks, we're going to have a lot of employees taking a lot of days so they don't use them. During the shutdown, it became difficult to use those days given the telecommuting and remote learning environment. Most people needed to be all hands on deck because of the new process we were all trying to learn. I held cabinet meetings every day. For from what, May 16th or March 13th to almost the end of May. So we were all hands on decks, and taking vacation was almost impossible. So I am asking you to approve for our local 12-month employees to allow them another 6 months to use vacation days so they don't exceed the 42 unused day cap. I think it's in our best interest, given where we are. So I'd answer any questions you have about that.
Any further discussion on that? All right, I got a motion and a second. All those in favor? All right, I got a roll call, sorry. Dr. Mastin?
Aye.
Mr. Hayes?
Aye.
Mr. Brittingham?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay.
That would be it for this meeting. The next board meeting is July 13th, 2020, and it is the annual reorganization meeting. If I don't have anything else, I need a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All right. Let's see. I'll go down here to Mr. Hayes. Ms. Jones.
What a vote.
Oh, good. We're voting to adjourn.
Okay, yes.
All right. Ms. Jones?
Aye.
Mr. Brittingham?
Aye.
All right. Thank you, everybody, and have a great evening.
Thank you.
So long. I'm going to keep that.